Advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, tells us that the world has changed a lot for a country like Barbados, so much so that the Motley administration has to engage with the international community directly if it is to make any progress in some critical areas. He cites this as one of the reasons why the Prime Minister is traveling as much as she is these days. In this regard, he points to the challenges we face with what is known as correspondent banking, for example, as well as the fight against climate change.
Well, you know, this is about international politics, and international politics is like local politics. It's all about forging new coalitions and new alliances, and you need to invest time in that. And you need to invest time in the beginning. Once you've invested that time at the beginning, you can then enjoy that alliance, that coalition. You can use it. We're investing today. We're going to have to. We've spent about 18 months or so investing in these new alliances and coalitions. It's why the UNCTAD group of countries voted to let Barbados host the conference. It's why we were able to get through a vote in the European Union to get Barbados off a blacklist. These things require votes. These things require countries to support you. And countries don't support you if it's some kind of abstract concept. They have to know you. They have to see you. They have to speak to you. They have to understand you.
And from his position as an economic advisor to the Prime Minister, what is Professor Prasad's assessment of the government's performance so far?
I think that one of the things that has really shocked me is how Barbados has been true to Barbados in the sense of sharing this pain. There is pain, there's no question, and I think people would say we never said there would not be pain. When you are running the third highest debt levels in the world and the international community no longer wants to lend to you, you're at the bottom of the credit rating, you have to adjust. And that adjustment of getting your income to be more than your expenses is going to be painful. And it required everyone to share. It required taxpayers to pay more taxes. It required public expenditure to fall. It required tourists to be paying more in terms of fees. It required our creditors to take a big hit. The banks, internal and external, took a big hit. Everyone has shared. As you may have heard me say before, David, this is the most shared economic adjustment program in history, and not in Barbados' history, in world history. Never before have creditors and borrowers, taxpayers and employees, tourists and locals adjusted in such a shared way. And I think that's allowed us to manage this adjustment without the kind of economic contraction that you would have seen in Jamaica, that you would have seen initially when that adjustment took place in Greece, that you would have seen all over the world when this kind of adjustment was being done. And we've avoided that. So to me, that was a great success, to adjust without a contracting economy. We are now moving very heavily, having made those adjustments, into trying and boosting growth through investment, bringing new investments. We've been doing a lot of things that take time, that don't sound very glamorous. The new Planning and Development Act does not sound glamorous, but it's the first change for 54 years. It means that you can do a new investment in 16 weeks rather than 102 weeks. We have to change the corporate registry. We have to change a number of things to make people want to invest. And investment is our key focus to try and get growth over the next 12 to 18 months.
What's the downside?
Any adjustment is painful. We've tried our best to protect the most vulnerable. We boosted the non-contributory pensions by 40%. We're going to introduce a minimum wage at some point. Trying our best, we've reinstated the reverse tax credit. We recognize that there are groups of people who going through an adjustment would need support. But we're not going to say to you that this is somehow a breeze. This is difficult. The result of it is that we are now seeing our credit rating going up, our reserves going up. We are creating policy space that will give us growth, will give us jobs, will give people higher incomes. We can't go forward without making these steps.
Did you know that you can get the contents of your household insured under your motor policy?
Items such as laptops, mobile or other electronic devices could be covered up to a sum insured of $10,000. To find out more, contact your Sagicor financial advisor or click on sagicorgeneral.com. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.